10 for 10, the incomparable Melissa Etheridge. In this business, you never really know what you're going to get when you meet people. Sometimes some of the actors, actresses, and musicians that you admire and adore are not at all like their beloved characters you see on screen or on stage. On the other hand, sometimes the ones playing the most notoriously evil characters are of the kindest folks you'd encounter. However, despite the egocentric stereotypes often focused upon in Hollywood, true authenticity really does exist. And not only that, it shines. I cannot tell you what a privilege it is for me to be able to highlight the extraordinary individuals that have reached a genuine level of luminescence, and it's a privilege I don't take lightly. 15 years ago, I had the honor of meeting Melissa Etheridge. Honestly, I was incredibly nervous. I remember growing up listening to her music, thinking she's truly one of the most passionate and powerful vocalists I had ever heard. I tried with all my heart to sing Come to My Window with an equal zeal, yet despite all my best efforts, it was to no avail. She's an original, unrivaled, and as real as it gets. I mean, if you want to get an idea of what a true musical legend looks like, try this on for size. Thus far, she has created 17 albums, one of which reached 6 times platinum, 15 Grammy nominations with 2 wins, an Academy Award for Best Original Song, dozens of prestigious awards and accolades across the board, a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame, and the proud recipient of the Stephen F. Kolzak Award for the 17th GLAAD Media Awards. I mean, this is what modern-day icons are made of. But friends, this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the Queen of Rock. She's a woman with so much love for people, it seems her heart shouldn't even fit within her petite frame. She's a woman who wants to see this world be healed of its separatism and prejudice, especially among the LGBT community, of which she stands as an ambassador of. She's a woman who believes honesty, compassion, integrity, and the strength and conviction of one's words, whether melodic or spoken, are of the utmost importance. Melissa proudly carries the weight of her immeasurable influence upon her shoulders as she paves the way for the rest of us to find what we are most passionate about and dive into headfirst, simply while leading by example. Nathan and I were fortunate to spend some quality time with Melissa and came to find her to be one of the most humble, sincere, and inspiring women we have ever met. Even as much that after all the years passed without having connected due to busy families and booked schedules, I could still ask for a little of her time to share her journey with all of us, and she didn't even pause to hesitate. We hopped on the phone like not a day had passed, and I, once again, marveled at the grace and the ease in which she bestowed her heart and her wisdom. I'm grateful for her work, both personally and artistically, as she strives to see the world become better, stronger, and brighter. I challenged Melissa that if she could successfully answer all 10 questions within the 10-minute time frame of our interview, Charity Pulse would donate $1,000 to the charity of her choice. Now, although we went over the time limit, mostly because she's just so fascinating and easy to talk to, we've of course decided to honor the donation regardless. She emphatically chose Libby's Legacy, an incredible organization that offers comprehensive breast health care to lower-income communities in Central Florida. Through education, mammograms, follow-up care, and hope coaches, these women are lovingly supported all along the journey of early detection of breast cancer, diagnosis, treatment, and beyond. But Libby's Legacy doesn't just stop there. Much like the amazing Make-A-Wish Foundation, they also grant extravagant wishes for the warrior women that are bravely battling stage 4 breast cancer in an effort to create new, treasured memories with their loved ones. I can't wait for you to listen in on my conversation with the fabulous, the unstoppable, the incomparable Melissa Etheridge.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to our first 10 for 10 of 2017. I am so excited because we have the fabulous Melissa Etheridge joining us today. Hi, Melissa.
Well, hello.
Hello. Good, thank you.
I'm so happy with what you've decided to do with this, of having artists and, you know, the good work and that there is to do in the world and really championing that. I think it's just a great thing that you're doing.
Well, I mean, it's so important to highlight, you know, the goodness that comes from the entertainment business when there's so much, you know, crap out there. Nathan, I think it's so important to really shed that altruistic lens on the entertainment industry. So I'm so grateful that you are joining us. And, okay, you know the drill, everyone. She's got 10 minutes to answer 10 questions as best you can. So, Melissa, if you make it in the time allowed, Charity Pulse will make a donation of $1,000 to a charity of your choice. So,
okay.
No pressure, and good luck.
All right, thank you so much.
Yes, you got it. Okay, so I'm going to start off with a really simple one, and it is, what is your favorite word, and can you quickly spell it backwards?
Oh, I was going to say gratitude. Gratitude's favorite word backwards, E-D-U-T-I-A-R-G.
I think that's an excellent spelling. I have no idea if it's correct, but we're just going to go ahead and say congratulations on that one. Okay, cool. So according to your discography on Wikipedia, okay, you've recorded 17 albums over the span of your career. Of all the songs on all of your amazing records, which one is your favorite and why?
Well, I would have to pick, my favorite child would be Like the Way I Do.
Oh.
Because every time I perform it live, it completely transcends me and the audience somewhere into a rock and roll heaven that only few get to go to. So I'm...
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool. What a great way to say that. And I love that you called it your child. That's so perfect. Very, very, very true. All right. There are so many gifted artists that give up because their idea of success is measured by how many sales they make. So in your mind, do the arts serve a greater value and purpose than just to entertain? And if so, how?
Oh, we have to remember that artists used to only make money after they died. So we have to remember that we're one
True.
Of the first, you know, of 100 years that actually are making money from it. So, no, I think art is best when it serves the person creating it, and that's the first joy you need to get, is to be able to create something that you're going to love, that inspires you, that brings the spirit to you, and then you can bring the spirit to others as it inspires others. That's art. The commerce part always kind of messes it up, but you know, if you can stay on that track of art is the beautiful creative force of nature.
That is so, what a fantastic way to say that. You know, you hear it when you can listen to a song that's not even in English, and if you don't speak that language, you can still feel the emotion and you can feel the heart behind it. And it's incredibly powerful regardless. I think it's so true. Okay, you've been involved with so many charitable organizations and really amazing causes, and you've used your power of influence to make a positive difference in the world. Why do you feel giving back is so important?
You know, I'll have to tell you that I didn't come from the place of, oh, I have to give back. All of these things that people see me be giving about are very personal to me. Mm. You know, when it comes to, you know, LGBT causes, I'm an LGBT person, so that has me in it. The breast cancer, I went through that. You know, I'm going to give my time and support to the people in the places that are thinking creatively, you know, beyond the systems we have now into, you know, more health. And, you know, cannabis. I'm a cannabis user, and I just think that's an important part of our future. And so, you know, these are...
I absolutely agree with you, by the way.
Yeah.
Good, I do.
You know, it gives to me, and in doing so, gives to the world, and in doing so, gives to me. That's the way it really works.
That makes so much sense. I mean, passion begets passion. And, you know, when you have a heart for something and it's so authentic and so true because it's so close to you, then, I mean, that's really what inspires other people to either jump on board with what you're doing or really find what it is that they're passionate about and be able to start, you know, the process of donating, whether it's time, whether it's, you know, money. That's, you know, I think that's kind of a big misnomer about support, is that it doesn't always have to be money. And not a lot of people, right, you know, are in that position to be able to give, but, you know, being able to raise awareness and, you know, talk about these things and spread that, you know, the word to as many people as you can, you know, even if it's in just the workforce, you know, at your job every day, day in and day out. I mean, I think that's so, so true. It's so important. That's great. Well, kind of jumping on what you were saying, I don't know if you've seen Supergirl recently, shameless plug, but this season, my character, Alex Danvers, came out as lesbian. And I felt,
yay!
You know, I felt walking into season two that this storyline, Alex's storyline, would be incredibly important to the LGBT community. And the response, honestly, like, has been overwhelmingly positive, which I'm so grateful and proud to be a part of this. It's so moving. Why does authentic representation of the LGBT community in the media matter at this time?
Well, we've seen it matter. When I grew up in the 60s and the 70s, there was no, you didn't even hear the word lesbian. Lesbian was a word you heard in the locker room, and you know, it actually wasn't until Martina Navratilova in the 90s was the first that I saw that actually came out, and then it was a lot of my friends and myself that really started to be someone that a young person could point to and say, oh, that's what I am,
right,
instead of thinking they were an aberration and ending their life, which is still happening too much.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know, it saves lives. It saves not only lives from ending, it saves lives from desperation. The thought that, oh, you're going to be so, so unhappy if you...
Or alone.
Or alone, yes. This is not true. You know, or
yeah,
familyless. No, I have four children, oh my God, that I know.
Oh my goodness. I remember when there was two.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's lovely. Congratulations. Oh. There's nothing better. Nothing better. All right. If knowing what you know now, if you could give one piece of advice to your younger self, what would you give?
Chill out.
Oh, that's so true.
It's so true. It is not a race. It's not a competition. Life is not a competition.
Mm.
It's an experience that you're having in the moment, and all you have is the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not going to change. We're always going to look at these markers and, you know, when you're in your 30s, you're going to think, I need to have this much money and I need to this and this. And as life goes on, you see, oh, even when you achieve those things, you still have that desire inside to create. And, oh, wait a minute, that's actually what it's all about. It's not,
yeah,
about the destination. I mean, these are corny things you hear all the time. It's not about the destination. It is about the journey. Enjoy the journey. You'll get there, and then it'll be over, and you'll be done, and that's not fun. You don't want to be done.
Yeah, I know. That's something, it's something I say all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, life's too short. Like, you do. It's like, I have to remind myself that, especially with kids. It's like, okay, slow down, shut up, listen, and relax.
There you go.
It's so true. It's so true.
That's exactly what I would say.
Yeah. All right. Oh, here's an off-topic question. What is one place you've always wanted to go but you've never been, and one place that you've been that you probably wouldn't go again?
That's funny. Well, I've never been to, oh my gosh, I've never been to South Africa.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I really want to go there, and I know I have fans there, and like, it's just, it's not on the way anywhere, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah, well, that's quite a journey.
Yeah. Where have I been that I probably don't want to go again? You know, anywhere I've gone because people want to hear the music. I'm trying to think of a place I went that...
Well, and maybe that's really the answer, you know, because if there's purpose in everywhere you've gone, then maybe it's not about where you wouldn't go.
And it's never really about the place. It's always about the people. And there are good people everywhere.
Oh, good answer. Plus, you really wouldn't want to, you know, piss people off if you say someplace and they're like, oh, no, Melissa hates this place. So probably a good
idea. Exactly.
okay, I'm going to ask you one more because we're dangerously close. Okay, so from one mom to another, what is your favorite book to read to your children, or at least in the past because if they're older now?
Oh, no, I'm still reading, and it's Harry Potter. It's the whole Harry Potter thing. Oh, my God.
The whole thing?
I mean, yeah, the whole series. I'm still, yeah, we started reading when they were in second grade, and they're in fourth grade now. It just lights up the imagination, and even they've even seen a few of the movies. They couldn't wait and had to see them, but I said, no, we've got to read the books, and now they don't want to see the other movies until they read the books.
Oh, my gosh. I think that's so true.
Yeah.
So much gets lost in the movies because there's just not enough time. And I think you're absolutely right on with that. That's so cool. My personal favorite book, which I have sort of like pushed on my children, is The Giving Tree. It's always been my favorite.
Oh, I can't read that without bawling my eyes out.
I know. That's the thing. Like, by the end, you know, my kids are like, Mom, are you okay? I'm like, I need a minute. I just need a minute.
I know.
I love it. But it's just such a beautiful story. And it's pretty much just really everything that we do, you know, as artists, as moms, as just humans who really generally want to make a difference in the world. That's what it's all about. The Giving Tree. And Harry Potter.
Oh.
Melissa, I am so grateful that you took the time out to talk to us. And I know if Nathan was here, he would just scream on the phone and say hi and send love to both of you. So on behalf of him, I am doing that as well. We definitely went over our 10 minutes, but I will say it's because you were just, I love you. And it was kind of like a trick anyway. I was going to just keep asking you questions anyway, but we will definitely still donate $1,000 to a charity of your choice. If you can pick one now, would you have that answer or would you rather wait?
Yes, I have that answer. Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y, Libby's Legacy. Mm-hmm. And it's
cool.
Orlando, Florida.
What would you say that is about, just to give an idea?
Oh, it's a breast cancer charity that they take low-income women and they provide mammograms for them for free. So they get them, you know, checking up. Yeah, it's about providing health. But even beyond that, providing lifestyle changes to, you know, stay healthy and not get breast cancer.
Oh, that's so cool. That's what it's all about. That's really great.
Yeah.
Well, I truly appreciate all the work that you do. I mean, you crossed so much ground in just really people who just love your music and might not have it on their radar to get involved in something. Your passion about what you do and how you do it and your integrity and just the way that you carry yourself. I mean, you're a mom across the board and even if it's a rock and roll mom to all the people that, you know, that listen and need your message and they need, you know, that positivity that you give off and that encouragement. It's amazing and there's not many like you, you know, and so I think that is why it's so important for us to rally and really just put these personalities together and just do as much good in the world as we can. Because like you said, I mean, life's short. And so it is all about leaving that legacy and then for our kids, you know, to be 10 times greater than we are and to do 10 times, you know, what we do. And that's important. It's incredibly important. Incredibly important.
You got it, Kyla.
Aw, you are so wonderful, and I love you, and I will definitely, get in contact with you so we can catch up and talk about more wonderful things. And thank you for taking your time.
Stay in touch with us, Tyler. Okay.
I will. I'm going to push end on our recording real quick.
Well, all right. This wraps up our first 10 for 10 interview of 2017 with the incredibly awesome, amazing Melissa Etheridge. Melissa, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to chat with me and to share your journey and your heart and your wisdom with our listeners and with our readers. I am greatly, greatly appreciative of that, as well as you, our Charity Pulse family, our 10 for 10 followers. Just thank you so much for being a part of this process and for your submissions of who you think we should be interviewing next. In the meantime, push play, share this with your friends and your family, and just keep digging into your own journey and keep searching for what it is that you're passionate about, and send your submissions, send your articles, send your thoughts, your questions, and hopefully we can all just be on this journey together to finding solutions to some of the bigger issues that we're dealing with. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will catch you guys on the next 10 for 10. And haunt you, she know just how to shock you, electrify and rock you, does she inject you, seduce you and affect you.